is the MJ Morning Show podcast. Initiate procedure. Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
That music must mean just one thing. It is the MJ Morning Show. We are back live today after a best of yesterday morning. Hey, folks, hopefully the 4th of July was great on Sunday and then the observance day federally for most yesterday. As we roll in this morning, obviously we're watching this Elsa thing, watching Tropical Storm Elsa. We will all morning long. The worst for us comes late tonight into tomorrow morning. And the question is, does it strengthen a little bit? Does it weaken? Does it meander closer to the coast? And that's what we'll obviously follow for you this morning, keeping you updated on Tropical Storm Elsa. You know, our MJ Morning Show history on storm coverage, hurricane, tropical storm coverage, pretty solid. And, you know, we certainly have a lot of experience in this department. And we shall put that expertise and coordination to the test. So the latest as we come on this morning is that we now do have a hurricane watch in effect. And, you know, don't let that spook you. It's really about a preparedness thing just in case it strengthens a little bit. This is not going to be amazing. This is a disorganized mess. Elsa is just a sloppy mess that's just blobbing all over. But when it gets out, you know, over the warm stretch of the Gulf of Mexico, could it try to find its way and circulate a little more and get a little more intense? It could. And out of an abundance of caution, the National Hurricane Center, they did issue a hurricane watch earlier this morning for coastal Citrus County, coastal Hernando County, coastal Pasco, Pinellas County, coastal waters from Tarpon Springs to Suwannee River, Tampa Bay waters. Anyway, so the alert came out of the National Weather Service in Ruskin at 5 o'clock this morning, 5:03 to be exact. So again, we're under a tropical storm warning, obviously, and you do have a hurricane watch. And again, it's not expected that this thing's going to achieve 74 miles an hour of sustained winds again. But again, they're just padding it with some headroom just for preparation purposes.
The bigger issue is the water. We're on the wrong side of this storm.
Right.
So the water surge is going to be the issue. Well, I've seen different reports.
And that's the second thing. We've got a storm surge warning in effect. There is a threat. There's a storm surge threat. You've got high tide in a lot of places around the time that we're going to have the impact. So high tide, and you couple that with the fact that it's rolling by. We're on the we'll be on the northeast side. So again, when you're dealing with these systems, it's the front right or the northeast side that provides the worst of a storm. So we do have a storm surge warning in effect, threat to life and property in coastal Citrus, coastal Hernando, coastal Pasco, Pinellas County, coastal Hillsborough County, coastal Manatee County, coastal Sarasota County. So that is the storm surge. And that could be the worst of what we're dealing with here. And, you know, again, we're not dealing with a Category 1, a Category 2. We're dealing with a tropical storm, so there could be a storm surge, so be alert and be aware of that.
Have you noticed the last three of these have all been overnight storms?
Yeah, the last one, was it, what was the last one? Was that Ada? Well, I can't even, I always forget these names.
It's a Greek alphabet.
Well, you had Ada, but I thought we had another storm. Was that, were we up to the Greek alphabet last, when we had the storm last, was it September we had to deal with that thing or August? When was I?
I'll look that up.
Yeah, I lose track of these things. Anyway, just getting rolling. That's where we are. So today, the regular MJ Morning Show, and we'll keep you up to date all the tropical storm stuff again, the worst. We're going to start getting rain bands certainly later today, but the worst of it's going to be late tonight into early tomorrow morning into the wee hours. All right, just getting started. Back in a minute.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
So lightning last night. Oh, Froggy, are you going to have a new truth booth today? I thought you sent me an email that the Froggy truth booth is back. Fester's been in the truth booth. Roxanne has been in the truth booth, had a very special time in the truth booth. And is today another truth booth day?
If you guys want, it could be the finale of the truth booth.
Why would it be
last ever?
Why would it be the finale?
Well, because I am the inventor of the game show, and I choose when to take it away. And I am taking it away.
Oh, Froggy giveth, Froggy taketh away.
There's nobody else to get to put in the truth booth. Well, I mean, who am I going to put in? Coop?
Couldn't the truth booth be, like, more questions?
Exactly. I mean, the questions don't end with, like, five or six questions. I mean,
the game show host curiosity is over.
Life is filled with questions that arise every minute, every hour, every day.
Like I said, possibly the finale of the truth.
Oh, okay.
Now you never know.
It seems like you walk that back a little bit.
Yeah, Froggy's a moving target, man. You'll learn that.
You never know with me, baby. I'm here, I'm there.
Froggy will say one thing at 6:15 this morning, which it's 6:15 right now, and then he'll say something else in another minute. He said something else 2 minutes ago at 6:13.
Actually, no truth booth today. Canceled. Never doing it again. Jeez, actually, truth booth back on.
Stop it.
But right now it's off.
Stop. Lightning last night in Montreal at the Bell Center. Lightning lost.
Oh, they lost?
They came back enough to go to overtime, but then 3-2 loss.
Yeah, there was a pivotal goal to tie things up, and then lost in overtime 3-2. Yeah, so forget about the four-game sweep. By the way, if they would have done that, I believe I heard one of the announcers last night on NBC say that if the Lightning would have won all four games and swept last night, it would have been the first time in 23 years.
Wow. Good job, Bolts. That would have blew it.
So that would have been pretty strong to not only have back-to-back Stanley Cup wins. We still can't have a back-to-back Stanley Cup win. I do expect that to happen. I don't want to jinx anything.
Has that been done?
What?
Roxanne, you know probably sports.
Right off the top of my head.
Hockey back-to-back?
Yeah.
I can't imagine it's ever been done.
Of course.
Now, I don't know if this is accurate, but somebody told me the last time was it the Islanders back in the late 90s? The last time there were back-to-back wins?
I'm picturing the Red Wings, but I'll look and see who it is.
I'm picturing a football team, actually.
The Islanders in the late 70s had like a four-year run.
Yeah, I heard a conversation. So look that up. Last time there was a Stanley Cup back-to-back win. And when the Lightning hopefully wins tomorrow night in Amalie, and the game shouldn't be affected. Oh. The tropical storm's going to be gone. Hopefully there are no after effects or remnants because tropical storm Elsa will affect us later this afternoon. We'll start getting rain bands. Maybe even as early as this morning, we'll start getting rain bands from this thing. So maybe, 9, 10, 11 a.m., we'll start seeing some rain bands creep up. But then this afternoon, things will be getting worse. And then late tonight into early tomorrow morning, that's when we'll start getting the worst of Tropical Storm Elsa. Yeah, Rux?
The Penguins in 2016 and 2017, back-to-back. And then you're going back behind that.
Wait
is
a second.
The Detroit Red Wings.
The Penguins. See, I'm not a hockey expert.
It happened 5 years ago.
Well, hold on a sec. Are you serious?
Yeah, the Pittsburgh Penguins won in 16 and 17.
And then what about the late 90s?
That was the Red Wings.
The Red Wings won in 97-98.
Okay.
How about this? When's the last time a team in hockey has won back-to-back where their home doesn't snow?
Never.
How about that?
Yeah. That's a really good question.
Yeah, that's great.
It never snows here. So,
who the hell was I listening to talking about the Islanders winning in the late 90s? I think that was a big drought period for the Islanders, right?
I don't know hockey.
80s was the Islanders' years were the 80s. They did really well then. Yeah, four back to back. So that's what you're thinking of.
Four back to back?
80, 81, 82.
They won 8 years in a row?
What? No, four years in a row.
That's too much.
Yeah. Four back to backs is 8 years, you insane person.
So the
that's back to back to front yeah. to back to
Tampa
front.
Bay Lightning back in town tomorrow night. Scheduled, and again, I think the tropical storm ought to be done, so I'm hoping the game goes off at Amalie, and then game five here on home ice, hopefully that's going to be the clincher. And, you know, some folks giving Mayor Castor a little bit of grief for something that she said. Now, we've got a good relationship with Mayor Castor, but I'm not a fan of like losing in order to bring it back for home ice and then to win on home ice. Get it done. If you could sweep, just get it out of the way, because there have been times where you've had championship games in other sports where you've had a team that has been out front. It's happened in baseball where teams have like a three-game lead and then there's a loss and then things turn around. I mean, that's happened. I think it might happen to the Yankees 1 year. Here's Mayor Castor, Tampa.
Here's what we would like. What we would like is for the Lightning to take it a little bit easy, to give the Canadians just the smallest break, allow them to win one at home, and then bring it back to the Amalie Arena for the final and the winning of the Stanley Cup. But we don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but they are playing some amazing, amazing hockey.
All right, with all due respect, and we've got a good relationship with Mayor Castor, I disagree with that. If you could, I don't want to deliberately lose and take it easy. You got to be balls to the wall and just, you know, crack some skulls and win some hockey. And I would have loved if they would have swept it in four last night. That would have been the first time in 23 years. And then back-to-back Lightning Stanley Cup, simple as that.
Ooh, so then they could have really held their heads high with a sweep. I'm with Mayor Castor. I'm okay with it. So are you, Fester.
I'm really not that mad at the mayor. She's absolutely right.
What? No, you don't want to. What are you guys talking about? You don't want to take it easy and let the Canadians win a game?
Guys,
what are you
relax.
Talking about?
Just
I'm not going to relax.
I don't care about you. I want the players to relax. Take game four off. Bring it back home to Tampa.
No. What are you talking about? You don't throw a game. You don't play light.
You win the game.
You don't take it easy. You win the game. You play to win. Not, we're going to take it easy, let the Canadians win, then so we can bring it home to home ice to win. No, you don't do that. You win. Anyway, hopefully tomorrow night the Lightning will win the Stanley Cup. I don't want to jinx anything, but hopefully game five will be victorious, and then the Lightning wins after four obvious wins in the Stanley Cup Finals.
And you're very correct with your Yankees-Red Sox mention a moment ago, because it was 2004. They came back after the Yankees were up however many games. And
I think it was up three games, and then...
Yep. 19. They lost to the Red Sox 19-6, I believe.
Yep. And then I think the Red Sox won all the rest of the games, and then in seven, right? All right, 6:22 MJ Morning Show here on Q105. Again, just getting rolling. Got some early morons in the news next.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Oh, man, I'm looking for Coop. I got to get a mugshot up because there's a story with a mugshot that you have got to see. Got to love a good mugshot, folks. We'll get to that here in just a moment. Coop's not in the booth. I don't know what he's doing, but listen to this. Man robs taco shop with water gun.
Okay.
That was a while ago, right? And he had his life sentence commuted. So I'm just... know what happens is, you know, in many cases you get these three strikes deals, and you know, you've heard crazy stories of somebody like stealing a candy bar, and then that's what puts them away, you know, for life in prison in some states that
have your third strike.
Yeah, that have three strikes. Listen to this story. I thought this was interesting. A guy serving a life sentence for holding up an Arkansas taco shop with a plastic water gun may get sprung after 40 years behind bars. Yeah, the governor in Arkansas, Asa Hutchinson, announced that he plans to commute the sentence of 70-year-old Rolf Castell, who made off with $264 after he robbed Senor Bob's Taco Hut back in 1981 with a water pistol. I just spoke with Rolf and wished him a happy Independence Day, letting him know that he would soon be a free man, said some filmmaker. I guess this guy, they're making a documentary on the water pistol taco shop bandit.
I would totally watch that documentary. This guy got railroaded.
Right, most importantly, Fester, can you do a Google search? Can you see if Senior Bob's Taco Hut in Arkansas is still around? Because
yeah, I mean, I've seen that on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives with Guy Fieri.
Have you really?
No. That's but it seems like it's fitting.
That's a pretty good Guy Fieri.
Thanks, man. I got some rockin' kickin' chicken coming up. I got my hair dyed. I got accessories. I'm Guy Fieri.
By the way, when I was up in Maine, you know, we visited Chloe numerous times during their spring soccer season, their abbreviated spring season. And, you know, Chloe goes to school in New Hampshire. And then in the Portsmouth area, and Durham is where UNH is, you know, right across is Maine. And you go to this little town of Kittery. Is it Kittery, Maine? Kittery. Right across the bridge. And there's this famous clam hut there for the whole belly clams.
Oh, those are your favorite.
I love
the clam hut.
Well, it's Bob's Clam Shack or something. And speaking, is it Bob's?
You find, Senior Bob's.
You're still looking for the taco place. Anyway, speaking of Guy Fieri that Froggy's just impersonating.
Yeah.
So at the Bob's Clam Hut in Maine, in Kittery, Maine, there's a sign in the like ordering area, and it's got a caricature of Guy Fieri, and it's like Guy Fieri recommends that you order the so and so, because they do their clams two different ways, one with more batter, one with less batter, and
more batter.
Well, that's Guy Fieri. I even took a picture of it and put it up on my Instagram feed at Certified Todd Schnitt. And it was like Guy Fieri's caricature was painted on this sign. And it's like, Guy recommends that you go with the so-and-so clams for the ultimate crunchification. So,
Guy Fieri.
Doesn't he invent little words like that?
Yeah,
hey,
man.
If you want the ultimate crunchification in these fried clams, you got to go with this particular version. It's like Bob had his version, and then Bob's wife had her version. And they were like two Bob's clams or like Martha's clams, whatever the hell her name was. And Guy's like, you got to go with Martha's clams for the ultimate crunchification.
They're tasticulous.
What? I don't know if I want to try that.
Is he the one that cusses a lot?
No.
They're testicular.
All right, testiculous might not be that good. They're testicular. Wait, recut.
They're testicular.
Every place.
They're testicular.
Testiculous.
All the places that Guy goes to where he tries to concoct something, right. they have a big sign. If Guy's been to your place, you know it.
He'll make your restaurant.
I know. Bob's Clam Hut in Kittery, Maine, they have a Guy Fieri sign.
They're capitalizing on it.
Whatever Guy recommended, I went the other way.
Have you ever been to Danny's All-American Diner in Tampa on Falkenberg?
I have not.
Okay, Guy went there like 15 years ago.
Right, and they still have signs all over the place.
This place rocks. It's tasticulous.
All Guy did was walk around this guy's kitchen and just make a sandwich with just handfuls of everything.
Right.
And now they sell that as the Guy Fieri sandwich.
It's the Guy Fieri sandwich.
Yeah, sure. It's insane.
That's fantastic. Anyway, so this guy robbed the taco shop in 1981, was thrown away in prison for life.
What did water pistols even look like in 1981?
Well, water pistol?
I mean, there was no super soakers.
I don't think, they were not super. First of all, if you walk in with a super soaker, a big, colorful plastic with orange and red and green,
people are going to laugh.
Are you really going to scare somebody? I'm sure this was like a handgun looking water gun is what got this guy thrown in jail for 40 years or life, whatever the hell the story was.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Is Senior Bob's Taco Hut in Arkansas still in business, Fester?
No, I can't find anything on it.
All right, so maybe they're closed down. I would hope that that would have endured, you know, because Senor Bob's Taco Hut sounds like a fantastic place. The deal with Tropical Storm Elsa is as follows. Oh, by the way, I did fill up with gas this morning, so I was a little late getting into the station this morning. I was about 5 minutes late because I stopped here on 4th in St. Petersburg to fill up the tank. I meant to do it over the weekend. I mean, I've got all the flashlights and batteries, and we've got tons of water and all that stuff, which, listen, we're not going to have to worry about it for this. That's going to be, down the road, but hopefully not. I'm not hoping for a hurricane anywhere, but it's always great to be prepared. The only thing I didn't do over the weekend, I've got all the junk I need. I'm typically prepared for hurricane season.
All right, we have breaking news, MJ. Sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah, what?
Senor Bob's is no longer a taco place.
Yeah.
It's now a barbecue place. That's why I couldn't find it in my initial search.
Are you serious?
So if you're in Fort Smith, Arkansas, there is Senor Bob's. It now serves.
No, it's not senior.
Senor.
It's senior.
Yeah, senior. I'm
senior.
My
apologies. It's not like senior citizen, Bob. It's Mr. Senor.
Well, okay. It's been a few years. Maybe it is now senior.
Yeah. Well, it could be. You're right.
It's a barbecue place.
All right. Breaking news. Senor Bob's no longer a taco stand. It's now a barbecue hut.
Okay.
All right. So, can I get back to the tropical storm now?
Yeah.
Get back to your inconsequential news, and I'll stay on the breaking Senor Bob data.
Let me know when Bob opens up a frozen custard stand, all right?
Coming spring of 2022.
Let me know that occurs. All right, listen, back to the tropical storm. And what we're looking at is, well, a disorganized storm. I mean, there's a possibility that Tropical Storm Elsa gets a little stronger and it tries to form. But when you look at Elsa, Elsa's a blobby mess. It doesn't. Yeah, it's a sloppy, sloppy tropical storm that hopefully does not achieve hurricane strength again at 74 miles an hour. The meteorologists don't expect that to happen, but they did issue a hurricane watch in effect for coastal Citrus, coastal Hernando, coastal Pasco, Pinellas County, coastal waters from Tarpon Springs to Suwannee, and Tampa Bay waters from Englewood to Tarpon Springs. So they did issue the hurricane watch. That's out of an abundance of caution. But hopefully, as we get the rain bands later this morning into the afternoon, into the evening, with the worst of this storm late tonight into the early hours after midnight, 1, 2, 3, 4 a.m., you know, hopefully, you know, we just see maximum. Where are we now? As of the 5 a.m. advisory, the maximum sustained winds were at 60 miles an hour. And again, this thing just kind of a raggedy mess. And if you look at all the spaghetti models, now last night at the 11 o'clock advisory, the National Hurricane Center did inch it a little closer to our coast. But for the most part, the expectation and the spaghetti model runs, you know, seem to have the chunk of this thing, the center of the storm, really about 100 miles offshore, but still being on the sloppy, dirty side and the northeast side, the front quadrant on the right, you know, we're going to get the most of the wind and some of the bad weather, but hopefully it's not going to be that bad.
Look, we don't like it when any tropical storms or hurricanes come our way, but there's one thing that we can do now that we haven't been able to do since October, November of last year.
Yeah, what's that?
And that's use the word hunker. Hunker down. Yep. Fester, who are you hunkering down with tonight? You got the in-laws coming over to hunker down?
No. Hunkering.
You got a bunker to hunker in?
No bunker.
I hate that word. I'm sorry.
I never want to hear hunker again.
It's a great word.
If you want to use hunker, if you want to say honker instead of hunker, then that's fine.
But there's no other time you can use it except now.
Oh, God, I hate hunker. Oh, man. Got my hunker down.
Hunker down. That's the other one.
Hey, do you remember one year? This is a long time ago. Do you remember we took audio from all of the TV stations locally, and every time they said hunker, we put a montage together. It was like hunker, 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 hunker.
Yeah,
hunker,
that was
hunker,
a hunker, big hunker. Year. What was it, 2004, when it was one after another?
MJ's
like, you're all driving to work. I'm like, there's no roads.
Yeah, we had like four storms crisscross, like in Polk County. Like at one intersection in Polk County, four hurricanes crisscrossed.
Insane.
And it was a mess. But I remember we did a montage of all the weather people saying hunker down. And it was like 3 minutes long. And I wanted to rip my eyeballs out. And I wanted to take an ice pick and jam it through my ears. All right, 6:44, it's the MJ Morning Show on Q105. All right, Froggy, I need a time frame for your truth booth today. So you got to give me that coming up.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105 at 6:54. Bottom line is just be prepared for strong winds and a lot of rain. You know, the other thing with Tropical Storm Elsa is that the ground is pretty saturated. We've had a lot of rain in the last week or so. And the one thing that concerns me, if we get a lot of rain, if we get 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 inches of rain, one of the concerns that I always have, the weakening of root structures and trees. Because the ground's already wet, and sometimes you see trees that'll topple over. You know, even with winds that are not that great, because the ground is so saturated and the root structure is compromised because of the wet, wet ground. So on top of having a ton of rain, we potentially have a whole lot more rain coming. The first of the rain expected later this morning and then into the afternoon. Those are going to be the bands from Tropical Storm Elsa. Again, this is primarily offshore, but being on the right front side of this thing, we could see some strong gusts hitting the coast. Rain is going to be a factor according to the models. But, you know, again, this is not a hurricane. This is a tropical storm. You know, hopefully it will remain disorganized. It will not strengthen at all over the warm open Gulf, but that's where we are. So the Rays postponed for tonight. The Rays, who are the Rays playing?
Indians.
Can we call them the Indians, or is that politically incorrect? Oh my God. Are they just the Cleveland baseball team? Didn't they commit? Aren't they changing their name now as well?
Yeah, they're going to be changing their name, I think, after the season.
I think the Cleveland Mistakes, right? Is that what they're going to, like,
it's the Cleveland Caucasians. This is the next team, and they're going to try to go offend a whole other population.
So, the pejorative for Cleveland is the mistake by the lake. So they ought to just call them the Cleveland Mistakes. The Cleveland, that's why I said that.
I didn't get it.
Oh, you didn't get it?
I didn't get mistake.
Yeah, that's the nickname, or the, you know, that's the swipe at Cleveland is the mistake by the lake. Yeah, so you call them the Cleveland Mistakes. All right, so they're going to, instead of playing tonight, they're going to do a doubleheader at the Trop for Wednesday night, right?
Yep, tomorrow, 12:10 and 3:10, doubleheader there. Hey, do we have work tomorrow? Here?
What?
Do we have work tomorrow? Do we have to come in?
Why would, of course.
I'm just making sure.
We're doing a radio show.
I know, but I'm looking at the maps and it's like 2 a.m. It's going to be right on us.
Yeah, we got to come to work. We got to do a morning show.
Just making sure.
Is that a serious question?
Just double checking.
No. Answer. Was that a serious question?
Well, I mean, if
no. Was that a serious? Seriously, don't. You know, was that a serious question? Do we have to come to work tomorrow?
It was kind of a joke, but if you said no, we don't, then I would have stayed home.
No, we have to broadcast to the community.
They're relying on us, Roxanne.
Exactly. You know,
is this your first hurricane? Oh, it is.
Yeah, the heck with the TV weather guys. They're relying on the MJ Morning Show for information.
Roxanne doesn't know how serious you are when it comes to weather and hurricanes, and you basically turn into a weatherman when these things happen.
You know, it's so funny. When a storm does come to this area, MJ is going to go into full hurricane mode, and you are the best resource to explain and relay information that people actually need.
And he told us to drive in like we were just talking about.
See?
All those horrible hurricanes. He was like, "You're driving in. I don't care. I'm the only car driving in."
I didn't. I've never said that.
Yes, you did. I happily obliged.
Yeah. I've driven the radio station. The only car in the interstate's me.
All right, so we'll keep you up to speed, obviously, all morning long. When are we going to speak to Greg D. from ABC Action News?
We're going to try to get him on the horn shortly.
Maybe we'll get him in the next segment.
Okay.
Maybe we'll shoot for 7:07, 7:08.
He's a very busy man.
Right. right after the top. Well, they go to Good Morning America in 3 minutes.
Oh, he said to me the other day, he goes, why the hell don't you want to talk to me when it's sunny and like 95 outside?
Yeah, okay.
I was like, shut up.
Great. All right, so this tractor lady, shifting gears here, quite literally. This is hysterical. This is a woman on a tractor flees from cops during the 4th of July parade. And it's a crazy story. This is in Texas. But what makes the story must see is this lady's mugshot. I'm trying to figure out what exactly she's going for. Well, I'm trying to figure out the look that she's going for. So a tractor driven by a Texas woman. The lady was arrested, allegedly driving this huge vehicle onto a 4th of July parade route without permission. She just drives into the parade with a huge tractor. Lori Bostic, 61, is accused of causing this crazy scene. This was the weekend parade in the city of Rockwall, Texas. Without approval, she allegedly took part in the event, refused to cooperate with police, who said she drove dangerously in a big giant tractor along the route. She just drives right in. At one point, Bostic refused to pull over for police, eventually crashed into a fence before she was arrested. Charged with evading arrest, disorderly conduct, criminal mischief, interference with a professional, interference with a processional.
A professional processional?
Yeah, it was a professional. All right, Froggy, I got to have you look at her mugshot.
Let me see.
I'm going to guide you over.
No, please.
The mugshot, do you have the mugshot?
I do.
All right, the mugshot is on Fester's computer. So if you could kind of walk your microphone over to your left, over to Fester's computer.
Come on, microphone.
I want you to take a look at Lori Bostic and give me your first.
Ah! Oh, jeez.
What's
the matter with her nose?
Her nose is not in the right place. Her lip is not in the right place. Her hair is crazy.
She's like a Mr. Potato Head.
She's like a beat-up clown is what she looks like.
Yeah. She's got Joker hair.
She looks like she's a beat-up clown.
One, two, three.
She's got a bunch of parts in her hair.
That's a great... I've never seen somebody with more parts in their hair. You're right.
So, how would you even ask for that hairstyle?
I don't know. That's so Froggy.
Did she get beat up?
Can I get that reaction again?
I think it was like a Homer Simpson doe almost. Ugh.
She's Coop,
sexy.
Do you have the picture up on our website, Coop?
I have the picture up on the Daily Drivel and a video, too.
You're kind of looking for a date. You know, you're kind of desperate. Would she be in consideration?
I go on a first date with her. I'd take her to Armature Works.
She's way too hot for Coop.
Look at the video. This video of her racing down the parade route in this tractor.
And it's like old McDonald had a farm tractor.
She didn't run over a police officer.
She almost ran over a cop.
They can't stop the old tractor.
Lady's out of her mind. Anyway, the video is up on our website. You got to see the video and her mugshot. You got to go to MJ Morning Show. Is it in the Daily Drivel?
Yeah, Daily Drivel.
All right, if you go to MJMorningShow.com, go to Daily Drivel and see this lady's picture. See her fleeing the cops in this old-fashioned tractor. It is nuts.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
I just overheard Roxanne. Who are you speaking to? Are you speaking to your fiance, Dig Dug, about the power?
Yes, the power was out. Half of West Shays had the power out, but I think it's just back on.
Wait a sec. The storm's not even here yet. It's not even raining right now, and the power goes out in West Chase?
Seems just like an excuse, right? A storm is approaching, so let's shut it off.
Are they just testing? We're just testing. Yeah, we're just going to test taking the power off. You know, there's a tropical storm coming. Yeah, you know what? Let's just do a little dry run and knock the power out at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning in Westchester.
Yeah, so, you don't have anything to do then.
What happened?
It's back on, but it was out. He texted me and said the power's off. So the first thing I do is like, let me see if I paid the bill. I did, and then I did get a notification from Tico that it's back on. So we're good.
Okay,
people are trying to make coffee, you know, their day.
As Tiger Woods' mom would say.
What happened?
So do we know? Did like a car hit a power pole?
I don't know the reason.
Did some lady named Elsa run into a transformer in her car? Is that what happened? Oh, my God. All right, the power's out of West Chase. Yeah, we're just giving a little test run. You know, the storm's coming later today. We just wanted to make sure the power could go off. So we're just giving it a shot here. So how long was the power off in West Chase?
Let me see. I got this notice at 6:12 a.m. We are aware of an outage affecting your home or business. And then I got the correction. So they were, you know, within an hour or so, your service is restored. So just about an hour that it was out, but for half of West Chase.
Meanwhile, Dig Dug, your fiance, he's drooling on the pillow. The kids are probably asleep. With their Tickle Me Elmo dolls or whatever the hell they have these days. And so at your house, no one even knew the power was out, right?
I guess Doug did because he was yelling at me hey, why is it out?
Hold on, Doug was yelling at you?
Yeah, he's like, the power's out. And so then that's why I thought, did I forget to pay the bills?
He was yelling at you?
Why is the power out? Help!
Roxanne, come fix the power!
What do I do?
He's very competent. I'm the one who's
in the corner,
incapable of anything technical around our house. But he said, power's out. Do you have power at the station? Yes, we do.
Right. And the power is now restored in West Chase.
Yes.
That kind of sucks, though. I mean, we don't get the bad weather until later tonight, and the power's out at 6.
Like you said, o'clock. It's a rehearsal.
It's like a rehearsal dinner. It's like a wedding rehearsal dinner. Unbelievable. All right, Festa, where are we with our weather check-in?
We're waiting on a...
Hold on a second. I turned your mic off because you were yakking.
I was yakking. Yeah. We're waiting on a call back from the ABC Action News Center.
Okay. Anyway, listen, bottom line is we'll start to get some rain, some of the outer bands. We'll start to get those later this morning. And the forecast is for the worst of this to hit us late tonight into early tomorrow morning. The coastal flooding and the storm surge, that has prompted, you know, the warnings to be put up, obviously. So listen, this is early season as well. I mean, we usually don't deal with these things, folks. It's July 6th and we usually, this type of storm that gets into the Gulf of Mexico like this, these storms are typically September, October storms that get into the Gulf. So this is like the earliest I could remember. Hey, my buddy Paul Delgado, Paul from Fox 13, he was on vacation up in Massachusetts and he was running around with the family and he came home early. He had to hop a flight home early over the weekend.
Duty calls, family. Yeah. I must go.
I must leave you. I must abandon the family now and head back to the Tampa
Look
Bay
at the
area.
Sky. You see the big PD? They're calling my name.
Listen, I had a big conversation with Paul. He's like, dude, this is kind of unheard of. I'm like, you know, I book a vacation in early July. So he gets his vacations in the summer out of the way early because the hurricane season for us affects us later on. You know, sometimes it's mid to late August into September and October. And the statistical peak for us, for all of hurricane seasons, like September 10th, September 11th, around that point. But for the Tampa Bay area and the Gulf of Mexico and the west coast of Florida, it's typically September and October that we have to worry about. And he was like, man, who would have thought that I got to come home early from vacation for a tropical storm or potential hurricane here? It's kind of unheard of this early in July in this part of our hemisphere. Usually, you know, these things typically affect maybe the Caribbean and into the Atlantic. You know, so yes. They typically stay on that side.
That's what Paul was doing. He was looking at our hemisphere and the calendar. He's like, this is a perfect time to take a vacation.
Well, that's the conversation I had. That's why he front loads his vacations early in the summer so you don't get in the way of hurricane season when you got to be around to deal with them. So, yes.
To put it in perspective, compared to last year, Edward was the fifth storm, the E letter last year. It was around July 6th. So here we are, Elsa, Edward, same time.
Well, you know, again, last year was a very active year.
Yeah, 30 named storms.
We ran out of regular names and we had to go to the Greek diner alphabet.
We had to go to IOTA.
Yeah.
Would we do that again this year? Have more Greek storms? If we ran out of the names?
No, we're going to the Himalayan alphabet this year.
The Turkish alphabet.
Yeah, not to confuse storm. We need other cultures in there. Why the Greeks?
Yeah. Well, because of Alpha, Beta,
I get it.
Delta, Gamma.
But they've been burned. Yeah.
Iota.
They were burned last year.
Guy Fieri. Somebody, by the way, somebody just yelled at me. Did I not pronounce his name? You can't say Guy Fieri, right? You got to go Guy Fieri.
Whatever. I mean,
how the hell do you say that guy's name anyway?
Guy Fieri.
I think it's actually douche. How you pronounce it?
So, we were talking about Guy Fieri, and someone said, hey, listen to this email. Hey, love the fact the MJ Morning Show is back, but you got to learn how to pronounce Guy Fieri.
How do you even write that?
I don't know.
All right.
You spell his name.
Of all the things that get bent out of shape about, listener, yeah, that's not it.
I think I'm pronouncing Elsa right. Am I pronouncing Tropical Storm Elsa correctly?
Yeah, right on.
I think I am. All right, so Roxanne, are you going to freeze your face? Are you going to do this?
Oh, yes.
All right, hold on to that thought. Roxanne is going to freeze her face. I think we ought to do it live on the air this morning. Plus, the Truth Booth is also on the way on the MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Roxanne's frozen face. Do we have an ice machine here? Do we have ice in the freezer? What do we have over here at the radio?
We definitely have a freezer.
Our kitchen's kind of disgusting, so I don't go in it. I've never really been in the kitchen.
I go in it every day. Let me tell you, you're absolutely right. But it has everything you need.
It is. I'm just going to hire a company to remodel the kitchen.
We have like a 1970s coffee maker.
Send the bill to General Manager Steve Triplett.
Just send it to him.
Just send them they'll come in here, the whole place is ripped. That's what we ought to do. We ought to,
marble countertops.
We ought to sign a contract to have the kitchen remodeled. And management comes in one day, the whole thing is, you got to start at 5 a.m. and they'll demo the whole kitchen, rip it out. And then we'll just have a whole new kitchen installed. Do we have ice?
You know, we have the freezer, so I would think there would be ice there, but I picture it to be like ice that's been there for too long.
Yeah, any ice that's in our freezer now, I don't know that you'd want to use.
All right, explain the whole frozen thing to me.
Well, it's a story about two sisters, and they live in a kingdom, and it's just a really good Disney movie.
And also, Elsa's the name of our tropical storm as well.
We have a theme.
Yeah, we got a whole theme going on here. All right, so Roxanne, this is an old story. I read the story you just sent me, and this is kind of an old, it's like, did people forget about this? People were doing this for years, and then did people forget about it, and now it's coming back into style? It's face freezing, and the claim is that this was the original Botox, but they call it Frotox, as in, you know, frozen. Yeah. Instead of Botox, it's Frotox. You know what? I'm hungry for a Froyo right now. Who wants a Froyo?
I'll lick a Froyo.
Froyo?
I'll lick it off your face.
Orange whip, orange whip, orange whip, three orange whips. All right. So tell me about freezing your face.
First of all, I think you are right. I think people forgot about it because now when we think of freezing our face, we think of Botox, the frozen face, you know? But when you go back.
Oh, yeah. Listen, when you look at people on TV, if you look at news anchors or celebrities on TV and their face isn't moving. And who is it? Laura Ingram on Fox, which I don't watch any of the nighttime programming, but sometimes, you know, you go through channels and you stumble across it. Laura Ingram on Fox News Channel, her face does not move. The only thing that moves, her lips and her eyelids blink. That's the only thing on her face. That, you know what I'm talking about? Women, and hey, listen, some guys do it too, that get way too much Botox. I mean, your face is like frozen. Nothing moves. Granted, it might take the wrinkles out, but any kind of facial expressions.
We do it a lot more in America because if you ever watch, you know, foreign films, you'll be like, oh, wow, look at all those wrinkles and all their facial expressions.
Hey, you know, during like disasters and emergencies, you have the sign language people. And they make all kinds of faces and facial expressions. You know, with the condo collapse at a lot of the pressers, you have the signer, or during hurricane preparation, or when you have like the disaster meetings, or you see the press conferences that the counties hold, and you typically will have the signer there. And the last thing you want is one of your signers to get all Botoxed up, because then you couldn't see the facial expression. Yeah. Because if you notice, the sign language folks, the ASL folks, they have extreme facial motions and all types of facial expressions, because making the facial expression is part of, I think, delivering the, like when we use our voices, we can obviously deliver impact, and the way we say words, you know, have a difference. But if you're deaf, it's, they use obviously the
probably for punctuation, the facial expressions.
Well, that's what it is, but it's also to emphasize. So the facial expressions, you not only use your hands to sign the words, but use your facial expression to then add to the impact or the what expression you're trying to
like
deliver.
An exclamation point.
So it's obviously a qualification to achieve the hand. Yeah.
But what I'm saying
is, sign language jobs to not have Botox.
Do not. Yes. If right. you're if right. you're a sign language, if you're an ASL sign language person, do not get Botox, because your face will be frozen and it won't move. And you're only able to like blink yes or no with your eyelids if you get too much.
Not if the injection Botox. Is too close to your eyelid. It might make it sag.
It's called lid language.
Oh, that's true. Lid language?
Lid language.
Yeah, you just blink.
Yeah, it's like a hostage video. Blink, you know, you send Morse code. Remember there was, what was that story? Like some hostage in a hostage video was sending Morse code by blinking? Uh-huh. Remember that story?
Yeah.
Or was that some movie I watched? All right, so we're going to freeze your face. When are we going to do this?
Whenever you want to, because like I said, I was trying to do it before work and I just forgot about it. But basically what it does is everything that you want to improve about your face, it seems to do, like depuffing under eye bags. Bags, contouring cheekbones and jawline, reducing pore size, easing acne, eczema, rosacea.
Stop at the list. What is it? Do I have to go to Wawa and get a bag of ice and put it on your face like I'm cooling down a cooler?
Pretty much. I mean, it's you can be a little more technical. You can put the ice in a bowl and shove your face into the bowl.
No, that's really. That's what it is. And what was the movie? It was
Mommy Dearest. That came back to me after I started reading it. I was like, that's right.
Mommy dear.
That's going way back.
That's the Joan Crawford story that she was a
wreck.
What
does that have to do with the...
Yeah. Because she did it in the movie, because Joan Crawford
You know what else
did
she
it.
Did in the movie?
Hangers.
No wire hangers ever!
I couldn't tell her to get it quick enough. She was my mom. Say, Mom, there's the front door. Yeah. Get it.
Shut the front door. Is that what you said?
Get out of my, it's my house now, Mommy.
All right. So if you soak your face in ice, they call it the original Botox or Frotox for frozen. It will, the extreme cold will depuff eye bags, contour cheekbones and jawline. What, it's going to fix your jawline?
Have you just tightens everything up.
Have you ever noticed how fantastic Eskimos look? This is dead on research right here.
Obviously, you need to get a bucket of ice and then dunk your head in it.
Anyone that gets lost like on an Arctic expedition and they get frostbite, you ever notice how good they look?
Fantastic.
When they thaw out.
Yeah. And then when they come back to civilization and they're like at parties.
And their nose tip falls off. Yeah,
that's, you look so good. What happened?
Yeah, I got extreme frostbite.
Did you have some work done?
I've lost 5 fingers and 7 toes. Ooh. And I look great.
Doug, we have to go to the Arctic.
Doug, we have to go to the Arctic.
Look how lovely she looks. Look at Rebecca's smooth skin and no nose that fell off with frostbite.
I'm trying to do the Schitt's Creek lady.
Moira.
I want to go to the Arctic, Doug. I'm Roxahead. I want to go to the Arctic.
Doug.
I want to go to the Arctic.
It's summer now. We must go to the South Pole.
Oh, boy.
You have to cover the ice cubes in gauze. I don't want anyone to hurt themselves.
It's the MJ Morning Show at Q105.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
We are waiting for Greg D to phone in at any moment. Greg D is the morning meteorologist on ABC Action News to get the latest from Elsa. And you've confirmed the power is back on at your... This is, folks, if you're tuning in, big crisis at Roxanne's house this morning. Power was out, and we don't even have a storm yet. And the power was out in West Chase.
1,700 homes were affected.
The storm's not even here yet.
It's just a dry run.
This is a test. We just want to make sure the power can go out. All right, so we just...
yep.
So how long was the power? Like for an hour?
For an hour. Just, you know, when people are trying to make coffee and turn the lights on and stuff.
It's the power hour. Is the without power hour. The hour of power or no power. That's insane. Anyway, all eyes on Elsa, obviously. The storm is disorganized. The storm is a mess. Will it reconstitute? Will it strengthen? Will it try to get more organized as it, you know, moves into the open Gulf, you know, rolled off Cuba, over the Keys now, and then, you know, as it moves up. Now, if you look at the spaghetti models, for instance, the spaghetti models, the ensemble all kind of came together over the last, the day or so, last 24 hours. And, do we have Greg D on the line? Let me grab Greg D. Greg D is the morning meteorologist over at ABC Action News. Greg, welcome back to the MJ Morning Show. How you doing?
Hey there, guys. Doing really good. Got about 2 minutes here. Very busy this morning. I did want to give you a little update on what's going on. Yep. So not much change in the actual storm. A lot of you may be waking up thinking, all right, well, there is a hurricane watch. What's going on? This is just in case. We're expecting it to become a strong tropical storm later on this afternoon or evening. So the Hurricane Center just issues that. It's kind of part of the protocol. I still think the worst of the conditions are going to be right along the coast. For a lot of us, this is going to be a rainy, windy storm. Flooding. Obviously a big concern from heavy rain, and there could be some isolated tornadoes, but my concern level over this really hasn't changed any more than it was just a couple of days ago.
All right, Greg, so the initial rain from the outer band should hit us later this morning. What's the time frame on that?
Correct. So at first during the day, we're going to see light winds and just scattered areas of rain and storms. The steady heavy rain and the tropical storm force winds really don't start until sunset or later. So this is really an overnight event. And if we do see any kind of a surge, it'll be after midnight and before 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Okay, so midnight to 8 on any kind of a storm surge. And really, the worst of this is going to be, what, midnight into 1, 2, 3, 4 a.m.?
I would say 8 p.m. to maybe 6 a.m. is the worst of it, right there.
Okay, and then what about the track pushing a little closer to the east, a little closer? Did that still continue to verify, or is it
just going to keep it? It looks like it's going to stay right along the coast. If it goes a little farther east and inland, it would actually push some of the heaviest storms and the rain and the thunderstorms towards the east coast of Florida. So it may actually be a better situation for us in terms of rain, though then we could get some stronger winds. But honestly, at this point, I think we should just stay with the along the coast track just offshore, heading up towards the Big Bend.
And then how far offshore? We had heard maybe 100 miles offshore.
Sorry, guys. I got to run.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Well,
when you got to go, you got to go.
He's got to go. He doesn't actually have to go on TV. He actually has to go.
He's like Batman.
I drank a lot of water this morning, guys. I got
to
run.
Very tough to get him on. We get a minute and a half.
That's it. It's the hardest working man in weather.
It's a solid weather partner right there.
All right.
So we'll try to get him back on later in the morning here on the MJ
for
Morning Show.
Seconds.
Yeah, we got it's speed weather. It's
well, I got a lot of updates, guys. I have to go.
And that's weather in a minute.
It's weather in 10 seconds here on the MJ Morning Show. All right, over the weekend, 4th of July weekend, it's a big, big deal every year. It's the Coney Island hot dog eating contest. And Fester's friends with the winner. Fester, when was the last time you spoke to Joey Chestnut?
Friends. Are you sure he's friends?
Yeah, friends is a real stretch for our relationship, but I talked to him like I don't know, 4 years ago.
What?
Yeah, we're not best friends.
No, he's not best friends, but Fester
we are
knows
acquaintances.
Joey.
Why don't you post a picture of you guys together?
Probably doesn't have one.
Yeah, first of all.
I posted a picture of me
Roxanne
with him.
Roxanne.
Well, hold on. Roxanne is a picture of Joey Chestnut, the hot dog eating champ, and Fester, you don't?
Roxanne, the one-upper, gotcha.
Listen, one, I don't see the need to take pictures with everybody I meet. Some people are weird about that. They take pictures with everybody.
Right, so
I'm not that guy.
Joey Chestnut, 37 years old, from California, he ate 76 hot dogs over the weekend at the Coney Island contest. Ugh. 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
The champ.
He beat the world record, which he held by one. The record was 75. He bested himself by one hot dog to win. I just don't know how this doesn't rip your insides apart.
Well, he trains for it like crazy.
I know.
He does like all, he drinks like all this milk and protein shakes just to really puff your stomach up.
It's disgusting is what it is.
It really, when you think about it.
He is the greatest athlete to ever walk the face of this earth.
I don't even want to think about the aftermath. I don't even want to think about
it's the most unappealing thing to watch on TV ever.
Anyway, Joey Chestnut, 76 Nathan's Hot Dogs in 10 minutes. All right, Froggy, we're going to whip out the truth booth, and I'm in it next.
Yes, you are entering the live truth booth.
Oh, boy, the truth booth with me next on the MJ Morning Show.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
In moments, folks, we will launch the all-new version of the Q105 high-low paycheck game and your chance to win some serious moolah. We're going to set the base level here momentarily on the game, which you keep track of, and then you narrow it down, and then someone's going to walk away with some serious money. High-low paycheck game launches in minutes here on Q105. First, though, I'm excited about this. As we keep our eyes on Elsa, obviously, we just had Channel 28 on the phone a few minutes ago. Look for 8 p.m. tonight until like 6 a.m. tomorrow. For the worst of the storm, it is a tropical storm. It is not expected to intensify. They did put certain areas of our listening zone under a hurricane watch, obviously, out of an abundance of caution. You know, listen, we've been through this drill before. This is not a hurricane. It's a tropical storm. Flooding and storm surge, really the greatest threat. Maybe some wind gusts that get up there. So we had Greg Dion a short time ago. Going to probably talk to Paul Delgado, my buddy from Fox. Probably talk to him next hour around 8:35-ish, somewhere 8:30-ish, somewhere in that vicinity. So we will let you know. All right. Froggy, I've got to do his intro.
He's really particular about his intro.
Yeah, Froggy's out of the studio right now, and this is the truth booth, and this is my time. Festa was in the truth booth. Roxanne was in the truth booth, and this is where Froggy asks questions, and you have to answer honestly. Now, mine is going to be a little more on the spot because Festa and Roxanne's answers were pre-recorded.
Right. And so now we can look at your eyes and see if you're lying based on which way they're darting.
I have to answer live.
You do have very darty eyes now that Roxanne points it out.
I don't have darty eyes. What are you talking about? I don't have shifty eyes. Get out of here.
Shifty, grifty, darty eyes.
Small hands.
What did you say? I've got shifty, grifty, darty eyes, and you say I have small hands?
Yes.
Well, like I'm Dooney's. like little Dooney's Saturday Night Live Kristen Wiig hands over here.
I showed my daughter the Dooney's SNL videos over the weekend.
I'm Dooney's.
She's horrified.
She's horrified.
Horrified. She's, what's with her forehead? Those baby hands.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. Introducing Froggy, the host of The Truth Booth, is entering the studio now. Yeah, Froggy's got to walk in with his sport coat on.
Welcome to The Truth Booth.
The truth booth. Okay.
Why are we playing this music? Shouldn't we play something a little more upbeat? Like the,
there's supposed to be,
like the Gene Gene, the Dancing Machine music we played last time?
That was for the Impression Connection. Get your game shows in order.
I'm sorry.
Get your game show music right.
Is this from Slumdog Millionaire music?
No, I don't know what you're
this
talking
is
about.
Some generic mystery music off YouTube.
Royalty free
generic music on YouTube. All right, so Truth Booth.
Welcome.
Froggy will ask me questions, and this is live. This is not pre-recorded, so I'm really Johnny on the spot here.
The first edition of The Truth Booth live. Of course, we've done Fester, we've done Roxanne. Yep. We asked them five questions. They must tell the truth.
Okay, let's go.
Question about this one.
Yes.
I asked my co-writer, Fester, to come up with, help me come up with five questions. He could not do it. He was too afraid to even come up with questions.
You mean he was petrified?
I didn't want a part of this bit. I'm going to let Froggy hang himself.
All right. Am I going to answer all these questions, or am I going to refuse to answer?
You have to.
I mean, you're in the truth booth.
In the truth booth, you can't lie.
You can't come out until you tell him.
Question number one, go ahead.
What is the favorite radio station you've ever worked at in your career? Easy first one. Simple.
The most favorite radio station I ever worked at my entire career?
Most favorite, most fun, best memories.
I would have to say, you know, doing the MJ and BJ show and MJ show on FLZ, and we're back here now, and I plan to build this up, and then hopefully this will become the most fun I've ever had. We're just in the infancy of doing this show on Q105. We're only 8 months into this thing, which is nothing in radio. So I would say the previous run of the MJ Morning Show was the most fun we ever had. That's an honest answer.
Yes. What a PC answer.
No, that's a very good answer. Very good. I mean, congratulations.
Well, the PC answer would be, Q105. That's the best fun I've ever had. Listen, I plan to make this into the most fun we've ever had.
See, that's the truth right there. Yeah, that's the example.
Yeah, so do I get credit for that?
Yes. Very good. Very good. You are actually correct.
I get a ding. Okay, very good.
That was the correct answer.
All right.
Number two.
Yes.
Do you and Michelle do it with the lights on or off?
Oh, my God.
That is have sex.
I got Froggy's hiding after he answers your question.
Yeah, he's like,
I can't look at you in the eyes after that one.
He asks the question and then he's ducked.
He looks like a dog that just peed where he's not supposed
to. Like, he asks the question that he's ducking out of the way.
Yes, that's a big.
We generally leave like a bias light on. Yes, there's generally not the full light, like a bias light or an ambient light. Generally, there's some little light. But,
well, hey, it's a great question because Michelle's always leaving the lights on.
The full. Good idea.
This is getting almost.
Not when it's sex time. You should shut that light off.
There's generally a little light on, yes. All right.
Okay, that's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
Are you sexually attracted to any of your friends' wives?
What?
Am I sexually attracted to any of my friends'
wives? I know you have a lot of friends. They must have attractive wives. Roxanne, are you okay? What is the face Roxanne's making? She's devastated by this question.
No, I am not sexually attracted.
What?
Nope, I'm not. I'm
wait a minute. Let me check the meter. That is a lie.
You can't say it's a lie.
You don't know that.
It is my answer. You can't call it a lie.
And plus, one of his friends have very ugly wives. I mean, I understand. I mean, he's not wrong.
All right. I guess we have to take your word for it.
Yeah. It's the truth booth.
Okay. How many more questions?
Two more.
All right. Give me the second to last. Go ahead.
Who are your parents more proud of, you or your brother Drew?
Oh, my brother, absolutely. Yes, my brother.
The doctor.
My brother's a surgeon. My brother's a doctor. I'm the loser radio guy.
Yeah, he makes crotchety calls.
I can relate to that.
My mom once said that to my wife. Seriously.
Really?
You know, Drew's a doctor and Todd's just a radio DJ.
But who makes more money, Mom? That's the question. All right.
I answered correct. And the last one. Here we go.
This one might be controversial.
Okay. All right. The last one.
The Beasley managers came to you and said, MJ, I want you to pick one member of the show to do a show with. The rest are fired. Who do you choose on this show to go along with you down the path of success? And the rest are fired. Do you pick Roxanne to be your partner?
Wow.
Do you pick Fester or do you pick me? Obviously the most talented one of the bunch.
Okay, if I were to...
Or Coop!
Or could we also say who's the one I would save if the ship was sinking?
It's sort of like the same question.
Yeah, it's kind of a rehash of Roxanne's question.
This is more important. This is your radio partner.
Yeah.
Very controversial.
Dun, 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 dun.
Now don't... piss me off with this answer.
I'm not. I would have to... Seriously now, and this is not kissing butt. I would have to say Froggy. I would keep Froggy because Froggy, you know, can do the crank calls.
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! That's the truth!
Yes.
Froggy.
Yes!
You're going to get the tropical storm here quicker. Calm down. Yes.
I thought I was going to go with the PC answer and say Roxanne or Fester. But obviously the truth.
That's okay because Fester and I have the Fester and Roxanne podcast. Yes.
I just had doing the truth booth.
You failed, actually.
What do you mean I failed?
The answer was Roxanne. You're supposed to take her.
That was the politically correct answer?
Wow, you handled those way better than I thought.
Yeah, well, no
very
issue,
truth.
Though. All right, 8:02, it's the MJ Morning Show.
Oh, my God, the MJ and Froggy Show would suck.
Are you losing a lung over there? Are you okay?
Hey, listen.
This is your new partner, MJ. So why don't the two of you hash it out? Rox and I are going to have a cigarette.
All right, let's...
Come on, Rox, let's get out of here.
Let's fire up.
Let's go.
Let's fire up the high-low. All right, let's... Can I speak now, guys? All right. Let's fire up the high-low paycheck game. This is the maiden voyage, ladies and gentlemen. This is the all-new version of the Q105 high-low paycheck game. And we're going to set the bar here. You get to guess what the paycheck amount is. When you guess the amount correctly, you win the spectacular paycheck dollar amount. Let's go with caller number 7 right now. Caller 7, you get to play... The high-low paycheck game live with us next.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show on Q105, and we're going to get to this creepy, creepy video with somebody that is a multi-billionaire. I don't know what, was this a troll job? Was this intentional? Folks, we'll get to this. And you know what I'm talking about. We'll get to this right after we play High Low. MJ Morning Show on Q105, and I'm excited. This is the launch of the new version of the Q105 High Low Paycheck game. Very simple. We are taking the first caller with the first guess ever. This establishes essentially the baseline. And we're going to let the caller know whether their guess on the paycheck is too high or too low. You're going to want to keep track of these. Now, folks, we play this game every day at 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 12 noon, 2 p.m., 4 p.m., and 6 p.m. So you've got, 6 times a day, 8 a.m., 10 a.m., noon, 2, 4, and 6 p.m. You want to listen at these times because this gives you the new guess, and it's either higher or lower. So what you want to do is you then zero in the number until we eventually have a caller guess the exact number of the paycheck to win a nice chunk of cash. All right, so with that, let's go to our first contestant. This is the maiden voyage of the new high-low Q105 paycheck game, and we will say good morning to, is this Paula in Tampa?
Hi, yes, this is Paula.
Hey, Paula, welcome to the MJ Morning Show. Great to have you on.
Thank you so much. I enjoy your show.
Well, thank you, Paula. Did you listen to the MJ Morning Show in the old iteration before we came back on Q105?
Well, I think I heard you one time on like 93.3.
Yeah, that was years ago. And then, of course, you heard
one
us
time.
One time.
One time.
We were out for 18. We were out for 18 years, but you heard us one time. Listen, that's good. All right. I love it. Let's play the... But she does enjoy the show now. That's all that counts. All right. Let's play
the Q105 high-low paycheck game.
All right, here we go. Paula is on the phone. Paula, it's very simple. Paula is in Tampa. To win the Q105 high-low paycheck, just tell me the amount in dollars and cents between $1 and $5,000. What is your guess of the paycheck?
$2,835.30.
You said $2,885.30?
No, I said $835.
Yeah.
Okay, $28.35 and how many cents?
30.
Oh, 30. I got that right. Okay. So you're saying the paycheck is $2,835.30?
Yes.
Okay. Let us check and see. And that number is...
Too low.
All right. That number is too low.
Okay. It's good to know. But
Paula, so $2,835.30, too low.
Too low. Okay.
Paula, thank you, and you can try again.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. So, folks, that's the first one.
Now you know a little.
It's very dramatic.
Exactly. Yeah. So you know that $2,835.30, that's too low. So now that's a good number to know right there, folks. So the next chance to play the Q105 high-low paycheck game happens at 10 o'clock this morning. So keep listening to Q105, simple as that. All right, when we get back in moments, we will talk about this creepy, creepy video that emerged over the weekend. And also, I got an email from a listener who experienced restaurant rage. And you've got to hear a local restaurant rage story, which we've been talking about quite a bit, all coming up here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Also, we'll have Paul Delgado on a little after 8:30, latest on Tropical Storm Elsa. So stand by.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
I've got a restaurant rage story that's crazy. We'll get to that in a minute. The Mark Zuckerberg story is insane. Also coming up in a bit, the latest on Tropical Storm Elsa. Again, what you need to know right now, really between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m. appears to be the window. It's going to be overnight hours again that we get the worst of the tropical storm. We will talk with Paul Delgado from Fox in about 10 minutes. And get the latest on Elsa, on this sloppy storm, and we'll find out what it's going to do. Mark Zuckerberg, I don't know what the story is here, but Mark Zuckerberg, I mean, I think he broke the internet over the weekend. He released a video of him on, now what the heck is this thing? This thing is an electric hydrofoil surfboard.
Oh, I want one of those.
It looked really cool.
His feet are strapped in. And clearly there's another boat or something is following him on the side. It looks fairly professionally shot. Mark Zuckerberg, the Facebook weirdo, is on this this hydrofoil surfboard.
That thing is awesome.
He's like 2 feet above the water, standing on like a skateboard or a little surfboard deck. And he has got a bathing suit on, he's got like a swim shirt on, and he's holding an American flag as he's just racing across some lake.
It's America.
Good for him.
It's like the word George Washington painting.
Wait a second, it gets better. While this is playing.
West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River.
Is that his party song?
I don't know.
Every headline is like, act normal, Mark. Try to act normal.
Is he trolling us? I mean, come on. He knew.
I don't know. Those my neighbor has one of those hydrofoils. Those things are badass. And I can't believe he can ride one.
So while they're showing this like minute-long video, they're playing the John Denver song, Country Roads.
Did it end up like John Denver ended?
No, he kept his head.
Look at this guy. This is amazing. I love it.
So it's just weird. It is a strange, strange, weird video.
The only thing missing from the video is like all of his sunscreen just caked all over his face.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when he did that?
Zinc oxide all over his face. No, you're 100% right, Roxanne. That's a good memory.
I wonder how much those boards are.
I don't know. But it's just weird. Did we put the video up, Coop? Is it on our website?
Yes, the cringeworthy video is up right now.
All right, folks, you got to go look at this. Go to MJMorningShow.com. Is it a featured item?
100% featured.
Right, go to MJMorningShow.com and look for creepy Mark Zuckerberg holding an American flag, 4th of July, and he's floating above the water on one of these hydrofoil you know, surfboards. Yeah. It's crazy. No, video.
Froggy's right. This is the modern day Washington across the Delaware. This is really awesome.
This is nuts. All right, moving along here. I have Elizabeth on the line. Elizabeth witnessed restaurant rage. So Elizabeth drops me an email over the weekend. Hey MJ, listen to the show. I've heard you on numerous occasions talk about restaurant rage, and I'm kind of baffled here. It's recently there's just all kinds of fights. Customers that are attacking employees. Employees are attacking customers. Employees are attacking other employees. So Elizabeth emails me, said, MJ, I was in the middle of a local restaurant raid story at a Popeyes. She tells me the whole story in email. I'm like, oh my God, we got to get her on the phone.
Didn't we do a rage video for Popeyes?
We did one in a drive-thru at Popeyes once.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Elizabeth, welcome to the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Hi there. Good morning.
All right, so you witnessed a crazy restaurant rage story at a Popeyes on Ulmerton Road, correct?
Yes.
And this was between two employees?
Yes, it was. It was unbelievable. I couldn't believe it.
All right, what happened? Tell me the story.
We had been waiting in line. It was me and my son, my 13-year-old boy. And, we finally got to the window. We had waited about a half hour in line. It was ridiculous. And then we were being patient. We didn't say anything to the guys, but you could hear them bickering inside the restaurant.
All right, so you could hear employees yelling at each other inside the restaurant?
Inside the restaurant, because the doors of the windows were open, you know?
Right, so, and you were in the car in the drive-thru lane, correct?
In the drive-thru lane, yeah. I was waiting to get my food. I had given them my money, and my son asked for a little extra chicken, you know, to last a couple days, so I gave him, like, $60 for my chicken. And it was unbelievable, because we're waiting, and nothing happens, and all of a sudden, I'm playing with my phone, and my son goes, Mom, that manager, I think he just punched the worker in the face.
All right, so the manager punched an employee, another coworker, in the face?
Yes. Punched her in the face.
And your son, now you didn't see it because you were not looking, but he saw it through the drive-thru.
He saw it through the drive-thru window, yes.
She saw, your son saw the woman get punched in the face by the manager?
Yes.
Now, do we know what caused this? You heard them bickering and yelling, and he just hauls off and whacks her?
Yes, and I just couldn't believe it. I mean, they were bickering back and forth, and I heard someone else's voice go, hey, settle down. And all of a sudden, the doors closed, and then he popped his head out and said, the restaurant's closed, that's it.
They have your money, and they say the restaurant's closed?
Yes, and I'm knocking on the window, and I'm like, dude, you have to give me back my money or give me my food. And he goes, we just gave the food to that other person, and they walked out of the restaurant. I'm like, wait a minute, I need my food or my money.
All right, so what happened? Did they give you your food or your money? What'd you get?
They finally gave me my money back after I tried to call the police.
Yeah, I don't know that I would want the food after that whole fight.
No, I don't think so either. I was kind of scared.
Oh, my God. So you finally got your money. So you threatened to call the police, and then they finally gave your money back?
Yes, yes.
And this was the Popeyes on Ulmerton Road?
Tall Pines, off of Tall Pines there, and off of Ulmerton. Right?
Oh, my God, that is insane. That is a low, and that didn't make the news. I didn't hear about that anywhere. This is the first we're hearing about the manager punching and you think it was a teenage girl employee?
Yes, yes.
Really?
Oh my God.
How old was the manager?
It was crazy. It was ridiculous. I couldn't believe it. I was like, my son's like, Mom, what do we do? And I'm like, I don't know. I just left.
And that's it. You left. You got your money back. Again, yeah. Elizabeth, that's restaurant rage. Thanks for sharing the story.
Sure.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. Hey, Festa, why don't you do some work and let's maybe call them, ask for the manager, and see if we can get a follow-up on that story.
That's amazing.
What happened?
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
All eyes are on Tropical Storm Elsa again. Extremely early in the season. This is really an anomaly to have a storm this early affecting our part of the state. Typically, these storms, they roll up more over on the East Coast this time of the year. Paul Delgado, Fox 13, chief meteorologist, joins us. Paul, my pal, welcome back to the MJ Morning Show.
That's good to be here, buddy.
All right. So, again, I was just saying this is somewhat of an anomaly. You had to come back from vacation early. You're enjoying time with the family because you typically get your summer vacations out of the way early so you're prepared for hurricane season, which cranks up for us in, well, usually mid to late August, September, October. So you go on an early July vacation and you got to come home early because of a tropical storm.
Not good. You know, it's one of those things, too, is I take vacation. I mean, I've been doing this for 15, 20 years. I've been taking vacation late June, early July, and I do it because we rarely have any tropical systems. I mean, it's usually an August, September thing.
Insane. All right, what do we need to know about Elsa? I know that it's kind of a sloppy mess. What do we need to know right now?
Well, what we need to know is that it's going to be pretty rough, I think, for a time tonight into tomorrow morning. And the analogy I used is going to be about the same as it was with Ada last November. That really was not fun for most of the night. And I think it's going to be similar. I think for most people, you know, you think about what is my biggest concern? And there are obviously people on the water that have to be concerned about storm surge flooding. But I think for most people, the question is, will I have an extended period without power? I mean, think about it. I mean, if you're a homeowner, you have your home secured, you know, you're wondering, you don't have a generator, you're wondering, am I going to lose power for a day or two?
Hey, you got to hear this. So earlier this morning, Roxanne on the show, Roxanne, say hi to Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, Roxanne.
So this morning, we ran out of power. Power went out at like 6 o'clock in the morning in West Chase, affected 1,700 homes.
So 1,700 homes without power from 6 to 7 a.m. in West Chase. And we were saying it was just a test to make sure the power could go off.
Right, like you said, it's all practice.
Yeah,
just to make sure the power outages work.
All right, little dry run.
All right, we feel really good about power failing tonight. Everything seemed pretty good in the test earlier today.
Paul, right now we're still sitting at what? Maximum sustained winds or what was the 8 o'clock advisory?
It was, it's still 60. Hurricane watch is up. I said last night, you could probably put a hurricane watch up because, I mean, it can intensify 15 miles an hour. It wouldn't be a shock. And a watch means you're watching for that possibility. I don't think it changes. I mean, if you hear later today or tonight, it's now a Category 1 hurricane, I wouldn't necessarily freak out over it. It just means that it's become 73 miles an hour.
Now, how far offshore? The models were all in consensus. You know, the track, as you said, was pretty much a lock earlier yesterday. How far offshore is the center of this blob? Is it still like 100 miles offshore?
Yeah, I mean, what it's doing right now is the storm is moving away from Cuba. It's about 55 miles to the west of Key West. So it has moved away from Cuba. It's now parallel to Key West. And actually, from Tampa, it's about 240 miles south of Tampa right now.
All right, when do we start getting the outer bands of wind and rain?
Well, it's going to happen initially this morning. If for your listeners south, so down towards, you know, Englewood and Northport and Venice, they'll see the wind rain first. And then as the day moves along, that rain shield will head north and it'll be kind of nasty here locally late afternoon, early evening. And then it all goes downhill tonight. Tonight's been pretty rough. I mean, it's, you know, gusty winds, 40, 50, 60 miles an hour, probably a 6 hour stretch where you don't want to be on the road.
All right, so the whole morning show, we drive in the 5 o'clock hour. What do you think 5 a.m. tomorrow morning as we drive in to do the morning show tomorrow?
You know, that's a good question. Probably still raining and probably still some gusty winds, but maybe not quite the height of the storm. It'll be close. I mean, it could be kind of a fun ride, for lack of better words.
All right, and then storm surge, we're also seeing the storm roll through at high tide time for a lot of the area, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be any tide cycle, and I'll post some graphics on the timing. Really, there's so much of a difference in time between here and all up and down the coast. But generally, it's the high tide cycles between midnight tonight and through tomorrow morning that are the ones you have to be concerned about. It's not in front of the storm. It's actually when the storm goes by and the winds become west-southwest. That's when the storm surge is an issue.
All right, and then one more time here. Give us the window for the bulk of the Tampa Bay area. You know, Hillsboro, Pinellas, Pasco, Hernando, even down to Manatee and Sarasota counties. What is our window that we really need to be concerned?
I go south of us late afternoon, around Tampa Bay overnight, right towards dinner break, dinner through tomorrow morning, 4 to 7 a.m., 3 to 7 a.m., and then actually improving tomorrow afternoon.
All right. Very good, Paul. Thank you, Paul Delgado, Fox 13, Chief Meteorologist. Paul, I'm sure we'll talk to you shortly.
Okay. Thanks, buddy.
All right, buddy. Stay safe.
Thanks,
can you believe he had to come home from vacation? He books his vacations early in the summer because there's typically no tropical activity.
Yeah.
He goes on vacation with his family up to Cape Cod. He has to come home early.
Did he have like a suit and tie on underneath his like vacation clothes? He just rips it open and goes, the weatherman is needed back home.
Unbelievable. All right, 4th of July mishaps. There, did you see the fireworks explosion in Ohio? Oh, my God. 4th of July idiots next on the MJ Morning Show.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
I was just looking at that video again from Ohio. What a bunch of imbeciles. What a bunch of bozos. Roxanne is hand signaling me over here. What are you, you trying to bring in a plane?
I'm landing your plane right now.
What are you doing?
Because I want to tell you about planes at Tampa International Airport.
Okay. Right.
They are suspending operations beginning today at 5 p.m. for commercial operations. Air Cargo will suspend operations at 10 p.m. and then everything will start back up again tomorrow, right.
So,
10 a.m.
So this is for, that's what you're giving me, like hand signal.
Air traffic control over here.
So Roxanne was giving me like, she was holding those flashlights that the guys bring the planes into the gate with. You have a safety vest on by any chance over there?
I do.
Just checking.
Orange.
All right. No, it's not. That's a dress. Why are you lying to me? You're not wearing a safety vest.
Hold on. It's a jumper.
It's a jumper. Thank you.
And Roxanne and I have had a 20-minute conversation about how Doug is not a fan of the jumper.
He hates any time I wear a jumper. He's like, why are you wearing that?
Oh, my God. All right. So what do you say? Tampa International is going to suspend flights today at what time?
5 p.m.
All right, 5 p.m. and then resume at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. So that's going to obviously put the kibosh. If you've got a flight after 5 p.m. tonight, that's going to screw up your travel plans.
See, the perfect scenario is to have like a 4:58 flight. Nobody's there. You have the whole airport to yourself.
Kind of sucks if you're trying to get out somewhere today because after 5 o'clock, apparently at Tampa International, you're going to be screwed. What about Pi? What if you're flying a fabulous Allegiant Air out of Pi?
I haven't seen what Pi's up to.
Yeah.
Allegiant Air don't care.
Yeah, why don't you put your safety vest back on? Give me a full update on Pi later on, okay?
St. Pete Airport.
All right. 4th of July imbeciles. What?
Oh, my God.
What the hell was I doing on the road at 9:30 on 4th of July? What? Sunday night at 9:30, 9:45. What the hell was I doing on I-275 here in St. Petersburg?
Were you getting little bits of firework shows? You wanted to kind of get across tri-county look?
Well, that was incidental and accidental. So here's the deal. Sunday was Julian's birthday.
Right.
So we have a nice party at the house. Julian turned 17 years old. I took some nice pictures. He didn't get the Millennium Falcon cake, but Michelle got a great American flag cake. I mean, really nice. She gold-bellied it in from some famous cake spot in Fort Lauderdale. Anyway, next year, Millennium Falcon for his 18th birthday cake. So we have a nice party for Julian. We're hanging out with friends, backyard. We're outside having a good time. And then it was like 8:30. And Julian's friends were over on St. Pete Beach over in St. Pete. And they said, hey, come to the beach and join us. And then Julian says, I want to go with my friends and I can stay the night at the Trey's house or Jack's house or whatever. I'm like, Julian, it's 9 o'clock now on This is the worst time.
The worst night to be on the road.
Well, first of all.
To the beach.
The two worst nights you ever want to be on the road are like New Year's Eve and the 4th of July. I think those are the drunkiest times on the road ever. Well, it's his birthday, and Michelle's giving me the whole guilt thing. Todd, it's his birthday. She doesn't say MJ. She says, Todd, it's his birthday. His friends. Coop, am I amusing you over there?
It's just the 2 days out of the year. Of course he chose one of those days.
You stay off the road, and it's 9:30, 9:45 at night. Julian wants to go over to Reddington. His friends were behind the Sand Dollar. You know, right? You know, the Sand Dollar? His friends were behind the Sand Dollar, like 5 or 6 of his friends on the beach, and I had to bring him over there. So we drive over.
How is beach traffic?
You know, it wasn't bad going out, but coming back, it was pretty bad getting back home. The traffic going over was not terrible, but herein lies my story. I've never seen this ever before in my, 27-plus years in the Tampa Bay market. So we're going across the Howard Franklin Bridge, and Roxanne is correct. You could see bits and pieces of fireworks all over the place. I'm pretty sure that I saw the fireworks display that you were at, Fester.
So we were at the one in Clearwater.
Yeah, this was Clearwater. This was the Q105 Clearwater fireworks display, which was at the stadium.
Yep, at the Philly Stadium, BayCare Stadium. It was awesome.
Yep, I heard that everyone did a really good job with that. So I'm pretty sure I was on the bridge and I saw that display going on. I think I saw the finale when I was on the Howard Franklin heading southbound. And then you look around, you could see like Safety Harbor, Palm Harbor. You could see just over the horizon looking down toward St. Pete, the Dome, all over the South Tampa Peninsula. You could see fireworks just all over the place. And you know what else I know? More people are getting their hands on more of the professional looking fireworks and lighting them off in the neighborhood.
Yeah. The mortars, the shells are just really, really impressive.
But you can't buy those at
you can.
At the tents?
Dude, I was at Galaxy Fireworks on Friday.
You can buy the real serious mortars?
The mortars that you saw on the street can be purchased at the tents, can be purchased at the Galaxy Fireworks location at MLK. I was there from 12 to 2 on Friday, and it was slammed.
So I'm driving on 275. I get off the bridge, and I've passed the Ulmerton MLK turnoff, and I'm going to get off at, where did I get off? Gandhi. So I got off of Gandhi and then take it all the way over to Reddington, all the way to the beach. About a mile before I get to the Gandhi exit on 275, a white Ford Mustang passes me in the left lane. I was doing 70, 72, 73. It's a 65. This car passes me at no less than a buck 40.
Wow.
And listen, I'm not
what did that feel like?
I'm not exaggerating. I know speed. I've driven, 156 was the fastest I ever had in the straightaway at the backside of Sebring before turn 17. I had a Z06 up to 155, 156 on that stretch. I know speed. And this guy passed me at no less than 140 miles an hour. White Ford Mustang, 945 or so, 930. On Sunday night, 4th of July, I've never, ever, ever seen a car this fast on Tampa Bay roads. Never, ever.
Obviously, it was an emergency.
Yeah, okay.
His wife must have been pregnant or something, giving birth.
Did you call, Florida Highway Patrol and report them or anything?
You can't do that, driving that fast.
I did. I did call 911. Okay. They passed me over to Florida Highway Patrol. They were very nice. What is the location? What's the mile marker? I gave him everything. I'm like, this guy is going 130, 140 miles an hour. He is going to cause an accident. This is no good. They said, all right, we'll get our people right on it. But, you know.
How do you give a mile marker? Well, he's driving 140 miles an hour.
I said he's passing the Gandhi exit right now, which is what, exit 28 or whatever that is. I said he's passing right now. And I said he's going 140 miles an hour. He said, all right, we'll get our eyes on it and see.
By the time they picked up the phone, he was on the Skyway Bridge.
I don't know what they were able to do, but I've never, ever seen a car going this fast on Tampa Bay roads in my 27 years here. And I'm on the road on 4th of July, taking Julian to the beach to hang out with his friends. Is that not insane? All right. And then the whole Ohio fire truck or fireworks truck explosion is insane.
Oh, there was a fire truck involved.
Yeah, there was.
But not what you're thinking.
They blew out windows of houses. They damaged houses. a U-Haul truck. Who's going to pay for the U-Haul truck? I mean, that's not going to be covered unless if you take the insurance plan at U-Haul. If you blow up their truck with fireworks, is that covered under the damage waiver insurance?
I mean, yeah, it is damage.
Right, this is insane. Is a U-Haul truck. All of the fireworks in the U-Haul truck are being lit off. Clearly, it was an accidental ignition. So, this was about 10:30 p.m.
So this, is it in an oven?
Yeah. This is about 10:30 p.m. in East Toledo, Ohio. And teens were seen tossing multiple homemade incendiaries into the truck. So, it looks like teens intentionally threw fireworks into the truck loaded with fireworks.
We need a hose.
More than that.
I mean, like, doors were blown off houses. Rockets and things are shooting at people on the street. The lady gets, like, whacked on her porch with a rocket comes at her. I mean, it is insane. Coop, did you get the good video on our website?
It's on MJ's Daily Drivel on MJMorningShow.com.
All right, folks, if you go to MJMorningShow.com right now, go to the MJ Daily Drivel. Go to MJMorningShow.com and MJ Daily Drivel. You got to see this.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Man, I cannot stop watching the video of the U-Haul, like, exploding in Toledo, Ohio. Can you imagine trying to bring that truck back to the U-Haul? Okay, all done.
So,
folks, this is all of the fireworks blowing up out of the back of the U-Haul truck, which was on the street in Toledo, and some teenagers just threw the fireworks inside, igniting this whole stack of, like, professional fireworks. I don't know why they had a U-Haul filled with these things, but it's just insane. And people are on the street getting hit with this stuff. A lady's on her porch, and you could see, like, a door was broken and windows are busted. It's insane. The video is up on our website, MJMorningShow.com. That's MJMorningShow.com. Go to the Daily Drivel section, and it's on that list today. So MJMorningShow.com and Daily Drivel.
So Friday, MJ, I was at Galaxy Fireworks.
Uh-huh.
And while Q105 is set up there, a very popular, very large Buccaneer football player comes in there,
uh-huh,
gets two shopping carts.
Right.
Paul Gruber?
Loads up with everything. I mean, really, really. It filled up his
car.
Can
you tell us which Buccaneer it was?
I could. But he gave me a little side eye when I saw him in the aisle. And I said to him, I go, hey, man, don't pull a Jason Pierre-Paul, huh?
You said that?
He's the guy who blew off his fingers.
And, of course, JPP is on the Bucks now.
Yeah.
He was with the Giants when he blew off a couple of fingers a couple of years back. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So who was it?
And he was a USF Bull.
And
spill the beans.
Come on, who was it?
Vita Vea.
Really?
Yeah. The guy is the size of a mountain.
Buying a whole bunch of Galaxy.
It was incredible. Well, he bought a ton of it.
I hope his fireworks was safe.
He's not in the news today.
Well, so. You heard what happened to the, speaking of hockey, and of course.
Oh, that was awful.
The Lightning obviously did not win game 4 last night, did not sweep in Montreal, coming back home to Tampa Bay tomorrow, which the Storm will be gone, so the game should go on Wednesday. Should be okay. The Blue Jackets goalie, Matisse, I can't say his last name, but a goalie for the Columbus Blue Jackets, he died. And, you know, there was sort of a confusion over how he died in a fireworks accident. You know, one story said that he was in a hot tub and fireworks went off and he was trying to jump out of the hot tub and hit his head. That was one of the original stories, but I guess that's incorrect. He was actually hit in the chest with some type of a incendiary fireworks device, and this 24-year-old goalie, he died. I mean, people do get hurt. I mean, look at Jean-Pierre Paul. I mean, he blew fingers off his hand, and again, the guy clearly bounced back and is doing extremely well.
Yeah, Kiv Lennox is his name. He's the 24-year-old guy.
Did you say Kiv Lennox?
Kiv Lennox, yes. And they had a moment of silence for him yesterday before the game.
Yeah, wow. I saw it last night on NBC.
You know, and my wife walked in just as they were doing their moment of silence, and she's like, what's going on? I go, you're not going to believe this. A 24-year-old goalkeeper died of a fireworks accident.
Oh, my gosh.
That's nuts. Hey, here's a guy. This This is in Missouri. Guy arrested for setting off fireworks at a Taco Bell.
Boy.
He shot.
A couple ways to do that.
He shot you. There are a couple ways to do that.
Usually it's after the meal.
So this,
plenty of fireworks.
This guy shoots fireworks at a Taco Bell. Yeah. And this was even before the 4th of July. Witnesses report two men shooting fireworks at the building, disrupting business. An officer attempted to speak with them about the incident. One of the men, 23-year-old Raymondre Daniels, refused to speak to the cop, refused to identify himself. The officer began to detain him, at which time he became combative, attempted to resist arrest, pull away from the officer. But why would people shoot fireworks at a Taco Bell?
You know, there's so many jokes here, and yet at the same time, it's all the same joke.
The craziness that's going on, folks. All right, when we get back, a priest here in the United States is saying that exorcisms are on the rise in the U.S. because of this. Really? Who does that? What priests do exorcisms? All right, hear me out. A priest is saying that exorcisms are on the rise because of this technology that we use every day. All right? Next, plus we'll have an update on Tropical Storm Elsa, all on the way next on the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
All eyes are on Tropical Storm Elsa, kind of an anomaly. This is an early, early, early season situation for us. We typically don't have things like this happen tropical weather-wise this early. Typically, it's what, mid to late August? And if you look statistically, the bad storms hit the West Coast. It's typically mid-September to October.
Yeah, I always look for the storms to ruin my Labor Day weekend. Right about that time.
Yeah, I mean, what an anomaly this year. So, again, we spoke to Paul Delegato earlier, and Paul Delegato said that really dinner time, look for things to start getting nasty around here. Obviously, the further south you are, you're going to have the bands coming up and the storm paralleling the coast, you know, roughly 100 miles off. But again, here on the west coast of Florida, we're on the uglier side. We're on the right side of the storm, and it's the upper right, which is the best. Is the worst, I should say.
Uglier side of the storm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, not uglier side of the state. Yeah,
that's what I said.
I know, but it's to be sure. You said uglier side. I mean, you know, I know on this coast, we're a little self-conscious of the Atlantic people. Yeah,
no, we're talking about the storms. If the storm was taking a photo, it's the best side versus the ugliest side, right? Everybody has a bad side.
Right. So the upper right, it's the front right or the northeast side is the nastiest part. And we are going to get circulation from that side on the west coast of Florida. But it is not a concise storm. It's just a blob. It's just a big mess. Still, we could have hurricane force winds along the coast. They did put up a hurricane watch just to watch, because you're looking at winds between 60 and 65 miles an hour. And it could, 10 more miles, 9 more miles an hour, you could be at a Cat 1. It's the storm surge we're concerned with, because you've got high tide later tonight and then storm surge. So areas that are prone to flooding might get flooded. Simple as that. So just be careful. You know what to do. We've been through this before. Just stay calm and we're going to have a tropical storm. And hopefully it gets weaker as it moves up and it becomes more disorganized and it becomes sloppier and, you know, maybe not as much rain or not as much, storm surge or wind. We can hope for that, but obviously prepare for that. And again, we're looking at an event that will be really kind of dinner time later this afternoon into dinner time through tomorrow morning.
And it'll be a fun drive in.
Yeah, with the worst of it apparently being, you know, after midnight, 2, 3 a.m. to 6, 7 a.m., somewhere in that vicinity is what the worst of it's going to be for the Tampa Bay area. And again, There are chances, though, we've had thunderstorm wind that has been greater than this in some parts of the Tampa Bay area. The coast, obviously, the most prone to the wind issues. All right, so that is our latest on Tropical Storm Elsa. And listen, we'll follow it. We'll give you all full updates here on Q105. All right, so I don't know if I buy this. I read a story that a U.S. priest is saying that exorcisms are on the rise because demons are now haunting victims by text message. Come on. I didn't think they did exorcisms. I thought I had read a while ago that exorcisms are extremely rare. And now, this story that I saw, this Catholic priest who's worked in two different parishes in the Diocese of Syracuse for 5 years. He's now based in the Washington, D.C. diocese. And he says that he and his team performs up to 20 exorcisms each week. What? Wait, well, hold on a minute.
You know, if you go to the Drudge Report, you ever go there? It's like they have an exorcism story every hour.
No, they don't. Like. No, they don't, Roxanne.
They do. That's, I see a lot of that type of news there.
What website?
Matt Drudge. I don't even think he's a part of it anymore.
The power of Drudge compels you. The power of the press hat compels you. Does he still wear the press hat?
I don't know.
It's a good look.
Oh, my God. I don't know. The Diocese of Washington, D.C. is doing 20 exorcisms a week?
What year is this?
Come on. Give me a break. Is this guy going to be in trouble? Is the Pope going to be ticked off? Oh, by the way, the Pope had, like, colon surgery. How would you like to be the doctor going up there on the Pope?
Did they exercise it out?
Think about that. Don't screw that up.
No.
If you're the doctor working on the Pope's,
Why am I hearing pictures?
Do your proper markings before.
What's that sound? What is that?
What is what sound?
That! Where's it coming from?
I'm trying to get your soul via text, Froggy.
Oh, geez, that freaked me out.
So, would these be considered spam texts, then?
Yeah, I'm getting all kinds of demonic text messages to pay off student loans and my car warranty's expiring. Those are the demonic text messages I'm getting. Unbelievable.
It's a little ridiculous. And I hope the Pope gets better soon.
Yeah, I don't. Come on. And he says, that, listen to this. I'm reading an article. This is actually from the New York Post over the weekend. And then there was the young woman who reached out to the priest after an upside down cross appeared burned into her shoulder. At the same time, her dad was receiving snarky text messages from demons. The texts.
Snarky?
No, those are just bill collectors, sir. You had a whole lot of money around town. The texts were a typical demonic rant. She belongs to us, the priest said. Monsignor Rossetti is this guy's name. Come on, really? Okay. They're doing 20 exorcisms a week? I'm not Catholic. Am I confusing, like, the Linda Blair, blah, 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 you know, the Exorcist movie exorcism with other type of simple run-of-the-mill exorcisms?
You know, a lot of people think their toddlers need exorcisms, so I would be curious of the age range.
Yeah, your little kids are totally juiced up with Beelzebub.
They spit pea soup before bed every night.
All that pea soup coming out of their noses. Yeah. So, listen, I don't know what to tell you, but this priest is now saying that exorcisms are on the rise and people are getting demonic text messages. So you got to exercise. What do you exercise your Samsung Galaxy? Evil spirits come out. What do you do?
Is there an app for an exorcism? Yeah. Well, that would just make it so much easier.
Okay, demons out.
I thought you were going to make us guess and that he was going to say that they're on the rise because of 5G.
Oh, because of 5G cellular?
Not far off.
Yeah. Hey, listen, there are folks that are freaked out over that and ridiculous stories of chips and the vaccines. I mean, the stuff that people believe, it's nuts. The conspiracy garbage, the wackiness. I don't know what's going on. People are getting nutty, man. People are getting absolutely nuts out there. All right, folks, it's PD Tuesday. We have a $100 PD PDQ gift card that we're going to give away momentarily. $100 to PDQ. Listen, coming up next.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Roxanne, have you been keeping up to speed at your house?
No, the only thing Roxanne is keeping up with is chicken tenders that PDQ just dropped off.
Roxanne, just,
this is so good.
You're in the back of the room eating PDQ chicken. Do you want me to bring you the platter? Hang on.
Yes, please. I just downed that shake, too. Oh, that was awesome.
Who broke off a piece of tender and left it in here?
That was me.
Why would you do that?
I just grabbed it and it broke.
He wanted to get his coffee germs on it. Coffee germs.
Sorry. Here's some tenders, Roxanne. Oh, grab these. Thank you. Have you been checking at your house? Is the power still on in West Chase?
The power is on. Things are a go. I mean, it's crazy. Right now.
Nice. 1,700 homes earlier today, like 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. in West Chase. Mm-hmm. No power. Yeah. For like an hour. It was the hour with no power, and the storm's not even here yet. That's pretty nutty.
It was a dry run before the wet run.
We're just testing to make sure the power can go out in case the storm wants to take it out.
Good news.
The power can go out, ladies and gentlemen.
The research has come back positive.
It's very positive research. All right, so we're watching Tropical Storm Elsa. As we spoke to a lot of our meteorological buddies today, the bottom line is look for the worsening conditions as the day goes on. We'll have rain begin later this morning. The worst of it, though, really late afternoon into dinner time and then through the early morning hours, roughly planned to about 6 or 7 a.m. tomorrow, with I think the worst of it, they're saying, sometime 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning somewhere. So this is going to be an overnight event.
Right.
Most of us are going to be sleeping. Just take precautions, obviously. If you're in an area that's prone to flooding because of high tide and surge, well, you know what to do. There shouldn't be any surprises unless you just moved here on like Sunday.
You
just got here and you have no idea you don't even know what your zip code is. All right. Then maybe you might need to ask a neighbor, hey, what should I do?
I think there'll be a lot of sleepless nights along the coast in the intercoastal area. People near the shore. Just be careful.
You know, for schools, some of the summer programs have been canceled or closing early. So check all of the programs for any summer school programs that you might be involved with. Check the schedule on that.
Yeah, we've got a post up about it on mjmorningshow.com. Okay.
And then you were giving us the Tampa International Airport details earlier today.
Yes.
That TIA or TPA is our actual code. Mm-hmm. Tampa International Airport, they're going to shut down flight operations later today.
At 5 p.m. for commercial operations, 10 p.m. for air cargo, and then it'll all start back up again tomorrow at 10 a.m.
All right, so the airport will close at 5 for passengers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you've got a flight later tonight, if you're looking at a, 7 p.m. flight, 8 p.m. flight,
not happening.
Yeah, you might want to try to get out now, see if you can get on an earlier flight if you really, really need to be somewhere. Because apparently Tampa International is going to shut down from 5 p.m. until 10 a.m. tomorrow for regular flights. The Rays game for tonight canceled. So Rays canceled, and they will play a doubleheader with the Cleveland Indians tomorrow night at the Trop. And then, of course, the Lightning are coming back for game number 5 tomorrow night. And by that point, I would imagine, the storm's going to be well past us by tomorrow night.
Right.
And I would speculate, I would imagine that game 5 is going to go on as usual, normal time at Amalie on Wednesday night.
I mean, just imagine, MJ, if the days were shifted just by one day and game 5 were tonight. It'd have to be canceled.
Oh, yeah. They'd have to blow the whole thing off.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. They'd have to postpone it and change it and make it a new day. So it is good that, I wish they would have wrapped it up in Montreal last night. The mayor of Tampa, Jane Castor, friend of the show. With all due respect, Mayor, I kind of disagreed with your audio bite.
Here's what we would like. What we would like is for the Lightning to take it a little bit easy. To give the Canadians just the smallest break, allow them to win one at home, and then bring it back to the Amalie Arena for the final and the winning of the Stanley Cup. But we don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but they are playing some amazing, amazing hockey.
All right, now they are, true, playing amazing hockey. Last night, They tied it up. Then it went to OT, and the Canadiens won in overtime. But I disagree with Mayor Castor. You can't take it easy on the Canadiens. You got to throw them into the boards. You got to slash them. You got
big hockey analysis there.
you can't take it easy. You got to win the game. And I'm not for, let them win in Montreal so then we can come home and have the Stanley Cup championship winning game in Tampa Bay. I don't subscribe to that. You win whenever you can win. You never take it easy. You never go light because you don't want to lose momentum. Right now, the Canadiens have some momentum after a pretty decent win last night.
How much money do you think a playoff game brings to the area? $10 million?
Well, that's another thing.
Yeah, that's why, right. Honestly. Yeah,
but having the game in Tampa Bay tomorrow night, game five, clearly that has a positive effect for
local. $5 million?
I have no idea.
But concessions, right.
It has a good economic impact. There's no doubt about it. There's a
$7 million? $8 million?
All right, Froggy, that's enough.
I mean, 6.4 million.
Folks, have a great day. Please prepare for Tropical Storm Elsa. Pay attention to all of the weather warnings, and we'll be back here tomorrow morning. It'll be interesting to see if we have any trouble driving in to do the show tomorrow, but all plans are to be here. Stay safe and listen to Q105 for all the details.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.